say to you this morning that I've had an incredible time, and it is an honor to be up here to speak to you today, but in just an incredible time this week, just diving in to the conclusion of our series, The One That Jesus Loves. And throughout the week, I had some wonderful text messages. I had some wonderful video messages that were sent to me to encourage me. But one of the pictures that I want to share with you right now, as I was studying, as you can see, this is our youngest son, Ivan. I was just studying on the desk, and I turned around, and he happened to have the book. And I thought, yes, all right. He gave me some great feedback, some great words of wisdom, but that's one thing that I am passionate about. I'm passionate about kids. I'm passionate about seeing kids starting their walk with Jesus and to continue to grow in Jesus. I'm also very passionate about seeing families come together and grow in Jesus together and learn about our love for Jesus. What are you passionate about this morning? Over the past several weeks, we have been learning and studying and looking at the six circles of relationship with Jesus. We started out with the crowds. It was a place of watching and listening from Christ. But we didn't stay there. We moved on. We moved to the 5,000, a place of feeding and healing and receiving from Christ. Then there was the 70, a place of working and serving Christ and others in his name. Then there was the 12, what represented a place of leaving all and following Jesus. Last week, we had the privilege of hearing from Pastor Rob, who was here at this campus. If you didn't catch all of the sermon, I know that it is online. You can catch it there as well. But we learned about the three, the place of suffering and glory. And this week, we're going to be looking at the one, place of dying and identifying with Jesus, becoming one with Jesus. And we learn it from John. You see, John was passionate about Jesus. John was the disciple whom Jesus loved. And John was the closest disciple to Jesus. We read throughout Scripture of very great instances in the Bible that John was one of the two disciples who asked to sit at the right hand and the left hand of Jesus when he would come into his kingdom. John was the one who reclined against Jesus back at the Last Supper. When the disciples wanted to find out who would betray Jesus, Peter asked John to find out, implying that he was a close follower of Christ. John appears to be the only one of the original 12 disciples who followed Jesus all the way to the cross. Jesus entrusted his aging mother, Mary, to John's care. Let me just unpack that just a little bit. You see, Mary had other kids, but Jesus and John were so close that Jesus entrusted the care of his mother, not to his siblings, but to John. Let me just use this as a little bit more of an illustration. I'm thankful that my mom is with me this morning and joining us here this morning. So my mom, I'm going to entrust to Pete Heyer. Pete Heyer, are you ready? All right. That was the kind of relationship Jesus and John had. They were so close. John remembered and recorded many words of Jesus that none of the other gospel writers did. And John referred to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Not only did the closest one follow, John followed Jesus all the way to the cross. But he also found his identity in Jesus. He came to know himself better. As he got to know Jesus, he got to know himself better. John wrote in his word, the word abide, that Jesus used several times in his writings. We would probably use the word remain or stay. In John chapter 15, verses 4 through 6, we read, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. Verse 4, it talks, Jesus is commanding his disciples to abide in me and I in you. You see, abide is a verb. I know we're getting ready to go back to school, so I thought I'd just kind of bring everybody back here. Abide is a verb, which means it's an action. Abiding in Christ is not a feeling or a belief, but rather something that we do. You see, it means to remain or to stay. In John chapter 15, verse 5, we read, we, the branches, are to be connected to him, the vine, for our life and substance. This morning, I happened to go out to my backyard. My neighbors were probably wondering, what in the world am I doing? But I went out and I took this lovely branch off our apple tree in the backyard. You can see that this, it was bearing fruit, still is, kind of. But after the apples fall off or come off, it's great. These are great apples, by the way. They fall off. Because this tree branch is not connected to the tree, will it continue to grow fruit? No. Much is the same with us with Jesus. You see, we must stay connected to the vine. We must stay connected to Jesus. Abide in God's word. In your reading, hearing, and studying of the word of God, the Bible. I love here at River Valley Church, we have so many ways that we encourage one another to stay connected to the word of God. We have soap for adults. We have soap for kids. We have JBQ, which is a great ministry, not just for kids, but the whole family, to get involved into studying the word of God and having fun doing so. In John chapter 8, verse 31, it says, Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Point number 3 this morning, abide in God's love, and you will abide in God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, we read, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. There's an old movie that came out in 1996 called Jerry Maguire. Anybody remember that movie? All right. I love this movie. Because I use this line that I'm about ready to tell you on my wife. Jerry comes to Dorothy and says, you complete me. I tried that on my wife. Of 22 years of marriage this fall. But you know what? I wouldn't tell her that today. See, I'm deeply in love. Matter of fact, I'm more in love with her than I was when I first married her. You see, babe, you don't complete me. You're not supposed to complete me. I love you, but God completes me, and God completes us. Another fun story I thought I'd share with you this morning. I had this perfect, just this perfect way of getting proposed and asking her to marry me. And we were down at King Mill Dam here in Faribault, and I had it all planned out. I had a cassette tape, yes. Cassette tape, all right? The cassette tape. I had this cassette tape that I had queued up perfectly with a song called When a Man Loves a Woman. Woo! I mean, I'm telling you, it was good. I had it all ready to go, queued up, and I went to reach the stereo to push play, and the most incredible words just came rolling out of the stereo system. I heard it through the grapevine. Oh, no longer would you be my... I was like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? Cassette tapes that just did the auto reverse on the... Anybody remember those? All right. Tell you what, that was a great start of a love story right there, all right? You see, John found his identity in the love of Jesus for him. This is the only thing that we can put all of our hope, all of our trust, and all of our faith in. Nothing will never fail us. Only God's love is unfailing. No matter who we are or where we come from, we all long to be loved. That is why it is an essential part of our identity. And at its best, human romantic love can come close to the love of God. But it's not really everlasting or unfailing, the way God's is. But people keep chasing it because they think it will satisfy them. As you can tell, I love music. And in 1960, there was a song that came out, and Gloria Estefan in 1980 sang this amazing song. Open up your eyes. Then you'll realize, here I stand with everlasting love. Need you by my side. Girl, you'll be my bride. You'll never be denied. Everlasting love from the very start. Open, all right, I won't bother you with the rest of it, but you get the point, all right? You see, love, we all long for it, and yet so many of us never really experience it. And certainly not the everlasting kind. Human love, as beautiful as it can be, even in the best of marriages, always falls short. The only real, everlasting, unfailing love comes from the Lord. God's love is perfect. Let me say that to you one more time. God's love is perfect. But human love is often broken and sinful and imperfect. Even in the best of marriages, we have their fights and conflicts. Even the people who love you the most will let you down sometimes. And even in the best marriage, that person will die one day and you'll be left without them. No human love is truly eternal. And sometimes human love just plain old stinks. Usually because we put all of our hope, all of our trust, and all of our joy in it, we expect it to fulfill us like the love of God will, but it just can't. We are asking human romantic love something that it can't give, and we are disappointed. And sometimes we simply give our love to someone who turns out to be a plain old jerk. For all the songs that rave about how wonderful love is, there are also a whole lot of songs that talk about how love is hard. A couple of songs I looked to this week, Love Hurts. I'm not gonna say the artist, but you might know them. That's the way love goes. Where did your love go? You've lost the love and feeling. Sorry, that's the last time. You give love a bad name. Because human love, no matter how wonderful your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or your girlfriend is, human love will always disappoint you at some point. Sorry, though, to disappoint you, those that are living in a Disney World princess land, but there's no riding off into the sunset forever. There's no someday your prince will come. There is no happily ever after. Real human love is hard work. It's day in and day out, choosing to love someone even when it's hard. Not to say that real love isn't good, it is. It is wonderful, especially when it's hard. But real love isn't a pop song. It doesn't come easy. Real, true, unfailing love only comes from Jesus. John stayed the course. Real faith stays with Jesus. In John chapter 15, verses 9 through 11, we read, "I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done, kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature." Real love for Jesus abides no matter what. Back in 2003, I was sitting in a staff meeting here at the church, and I took a call from my dad. And my dad said, "You know what, son? Your sister has been in a horrific car accident. Come to find out, she was on her way into town to get her hair done. And this semi-truck trailer was coming around the other curve, coming towards her. She was driving this way, he was coming this way. There was a lot of cattle in the truck. They shifted in the trailer. And the trailer tipped over onto my sister's vehicle as she drove, sheared the top of her van off. My sister was in a coma. We got to Kansas as quickly as we could. The doctor said, "You know what? Because there was a portion of her skull that had chipped off, it saved her. Because the pressure in her head had gotten so bad that she wouldn't have been able to make it had that chip not pulled off. But God miraculously worked through that situation, and she is here with us today." You met our youngest son. I want to introduce you to our oldest son right now. 3 months after my sister's accident, we were sitting again in a staff meeting, and then we had our Christmas production. A nursery worker came running through those back doors. I was standing about right here. The nursery worker came up and said, "You know what? You need to get to Pastor Mark's office," which is where he was at the time. "You need to get to Pastor Mark's office because your son's eyes are rolling back in his head." And I'm like, I first of all was trying to wrap my head around that, going, "What in the world?" We immediately took our son to District 1 Hospital. Upon being there for a few hours, they found out that he had a brain tumor in the back of his head. We immediately went to Rochester. The very next couple of days, we had surgeries to remove that tumor. They removed it. They said, "You know what? We'll be able to get the rest of it with some chemo." But they did a full body scan right after that. They found that the cancer had spread all the way down his back, and they gave us no hope. In 2004, Preston went to be with Jesus. And we were sitting right up here in the front row during his funeral. And we worshiped God with all that we had. We worshiped Jesus with all we had. And there would be people going, "I don't understand how you can do it." I had a lot of questions. I still kind of have some questions. But you know what? My wife and I chose to stay and remain in Jesus' love. Stay, remain, and abide in Jesus' love. It reminds me of John. See, John was the closest disciple to Christ. You see, he followed Jesus. He left all for Jesus. Believed Jesus. Leaned his back against Jesus at the Last Supper and stood with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. He fell asleep in the garden, which is probably not one of his most shining moments. But listen, he remained, he stayed, he held tight, he surrendered, and continued to abide in Jesus no matter what. No matter what. Real faith abides in Jesus' love. We read in John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. John was passionate about Jesus. He had a relentless pursuit of Jesus. I want you to take a listen to some amazing testimonies this morning about what God has done in the individuals that are going to play on the screen right now.